the popcorn, put on your comfiest pajamas, and grab a drink because it's time for a new episode of Sierra Unfiltered. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of Sierra Unfiltered. If you're listening to the audio version, I just gotta let you know, we have my other best friend, Kenzie, here with us today.
Hey, guys. Woo-hoo!
And we have been literally talking about doing an episode like this since Skylar got pregnant, where we kind of talk about, like, the different experiences going towards motherhood. So Kenzie gave birth about 5 months ago.
Yeah.
She's a five-month-old.
I have a five-month-old.
Did you just say she is a five-month-old?
No, I said she has a five-month-old. But, like, you're a five-month-old.
She was reborn.
She was reborn. Her life began again when she gave birth. And then Skylar is now 8 months pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
And Steven and I are trying to conceive. So it's like, you guys are
all the different stages.
Yeah, all the different stages, yeah. Which is really cool. Also, I was vlogging for Vlogmas. If you don't watch my vlog channel, check it out. I'm vlogging every single day. So I'm going to shut this off. Bye, vlog.
Bye, vlog.
Bye, vlog.
And we're going to talk about all the weird things that happen as you are trying to conceive, as you get pregnant, as you give birth.
Motherhood,
like, just all the changes. I have a lot of my own questions for you guys that I feel like I'm too embarrassed to ask people usually.
I'm so excited.
And then I also pulled questions from my Instagram of questions that other people are too embarrassed to ask their family and friends who are pregnant.
I'm so excited.
I'm ready.
The pregnancy questions get crazy. They're so funny.
I just, every time you guys tell me something that happens during, like, breastfeeding or during pregnancy, I'm like, I had no idea that this was a thing. Yeah. Like, there's just so much that the average person who hasn't gone through pregnancy and childbirth doesn't know.
Or, like, when I was pregnant and you were like, so when the baby pees in you, do you, like, pee that out?
Those are the dumb, but seriously, like.
I mean, it is weird, but no, they just, they just swim in it, swallow it. You know, it's fine.
It's fine. It's all good.
Natural.
But I do think it's really fun because I feel like we've talked about this a lot, I know, of, I feel like people on the internet that are, like, posting, like, the real side of motherhood, a lot of times that's just, like, I didn't do my hair and makeup today. Motherhood's so messy.
I haven't showered in 3 days. I'm like, well, I haven't showered in, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Not actually. It's been a few days, though. Not gonna lie.
Well, you smell great.
Yeah, you do. You smell fantastic.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, my gosh. So do we want to hop into it and do our hot takes?
Yes.
Kenzie, do you want to go first?
Let's have Kenzie go first.
Baby, we don't know Kenzie.
Baby clothes. I know. I wouldn't tell them. It was a surprise. But baby clothes are getting ridiculous. Like, not just, like, the price, but, like, people, like, I don't know. I, like, the trends are changing. That's fine. That's cute. I buy the trendy stuff. But, like, there's, like, a onesie, and it has, like, a word on it. And it's, like, $45. And it's, like, why? Because, like, an influencer put their baby in that. And, like, so me and Skylar are just going to make our own.
I know. Has Kenzie told you about this?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
We've been plotting for months. We have a shared Pinterest page.
Yeah.
So Kenzie's mom got, like, a wholesale license. So we're going to buy baby onesies. And then we're going to steal your Cricut machine.
And make
and
our
we've
own.
Been, like, making designs that we're going to, like, print on the baby onesies.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. I'm so, can I be part? I mean, not for my baby, but for your baby.
No, we literally, like, we have a Pinterest board with probably, like, 30 or 40
and we're
people.
Oh, my gosh.
We both downloaded the Cricut app.
Yeah, and we sent.
I literally want to, like, look at my schedule and be like, okay, what day can you guys come over and we just Cricut all day?
No, seriously.
Well, because, like, there were so many onesies that, like, I was planning on buying from Etsy, and, like, I'm all for Etsy. Like, shop small, support local businesses. But if it just says, like, be kind on it, and it's, like, $40 for a 0 to 3 month onesie that, like, my baby will wear
for a day.
Four times.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we can just print off a thing that says be kind for, like, 50 cents and then put it on, like, a $2 onesie.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
I mean, there's, like, a lot of stuff we couldn't do, and then again, we can support the, like, small businesses and stuff, but, like, it's becoming, like, such a crazy thing where people, like, want, like, just a simple shirt that says, like, a word on it or has, like, a sailboat on it. And, like, just things that are so easy. And, like, who can pay that much money for, like, something so easy? Like, it's crazy.
Well, and especially all the other costs that you're incurring with a new child in the world.
Yeah.
Well, it's also interesting because I feel like both I feel like what you'll find out through listening to this podcast is I feel like Kenzie is kind of an in-between of me and Sierra. Like, in the ways that you guys are very similar, you're, like, the same. And in the ways that we're very similar, we're, like, the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Kenzie and I both like very, like, minimal.
Minimal, simple. Simple things. Yeah.
And I feel like right now, that stuff is the most expensive.
Because so, it's becoming so popular, too, which... at all those brands, like, come on, get with it. Come on, let's stop making really obnoxious baby clothes.
Baby clothes are so obnoxious.
They really are.
And, like, pregnancy clothes. Skylar and I were doing a video that's going to be on my main channel soon where we went maternity shopping for her. And there was literally, like, a shirt that just said milk machine on the booth.
Yeah. Okay. Or one that was, like, what'll he be? Or what'll they be, like, stud muffin or sweet cupcake?
Just, like, really cringy.
It's like, yes, I'm giving birth to a pastry.
I'm giving birth to a stud muffin. Like, how weird.
No, it is. It's so weird. Like, well, people can't just make, like, super simple, like...
Well, not even just delving into, like, just disregarding the whole gender, like, discussion. I feel like for both boys and girls, like, the clothing is so obnoxious. Yeah. Like, every clothing item for, like, in the boys section is either, like, tractor related or, like, construction related.
No, it's so true.
Or it's like, naughty boy, wild child.
And then, but, all, like, the girl stuff is just, like, butterflies and rainbows, and which is cute. You know, she has a lot of pajamas that are like that, but I want just, like, a plain colored shirt sometimes.
Yes.
Or, like, a simple, like, neutral toned thing.
But those are the most expensive.
Yeah.
I love that you guys are going to DIY your own baby clothes. I am in for that. I will make clothes for Bella and Bruiser
at the same time.
I love it.
Imagine a photo of, like, you guys holding your babies that say, like, thing one, thing two, and then me holding Bella, and it's, like, thing three.
Literally part two of our picture we took at Skylar's baby shower.
Yes, exactly.
I love that.
That would be, we have to do that.
We'll have to pick a date. That'd be fun for Vlogmas, too.
Yeah, it would. It really would.
We literally, like, made these plans without even talking to you about it. And I was like, do you know what Sierra's schedule's like? And Skylar's like, well, I think she's pretty busy for, like, the next couple, like, weeks during the week.
I looked at her production schedule and I was like, she has something every day. Yeah. Like,
I was literally about to pull up my schedule. Next week, I have, like, because we're doing a video where I'm trying different types of yoga for a week. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing a class each day. But other than that, and then just, like, doing Vlogmas, I'm relatively open with, like, a few calls and meetings and stuff here and there. So,
well, it's gonna happen.
Yeah,
your schedule is crazy. TJ, like, wants to do stuff with you and Steven again. He's like, oh, but Sierra's probably booked till April. Like, honestly, probably.
I know, it is so hard. And I think that's one of my, like, things that I want to try to be better about, mm-hmm. is, like, being a little more spontaneous of, like, saying, you know, like, oh, you know what, it's okay to, like, just take a random Thursday off and, like, go to the animal park.
Well, now that you're doing one video a week, too, it's been, like, I feel like I've seen you so much
more. And that's even during Vlogmas. I think once January hits and I don't have really any travel booked for, like, January, February, I'm doing one. I think I'm going to stick with one video a week and the occasional Tuesday video, and I won't be doing Vlogmas. Like, I think my schedule, and we just hired on Jessica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my schedule in mid to late January, February is going to be, like, pretty easy.
That'll be so fun, though, because Skylar's baby will be here, and then, like, you can come hang out with Harlan, too, and we can do, like, lots of fun stuff.
That'll be so fun.
And when we got passes to the San Diego Animal Park, we both got the one where you get to bring a guest anytime you go. Mm-hmm. So when your baby is here, like, the three of us can go.
Just go all the time. It's so fun.
Last night we assembled the stroller and I was like, we were putting it together and Kyle was like, this is going to take us on so many Disney trips.
Oh, that's so cute.
I was like, it'll be so fun.
That is so cute.
Strollers are big.
Yeah.
It's like taking up the entire backseat.
And expensive. I feel like if you're going to invest in something, like, the car seat and the stroller are, like,
because you use them, like, every day.
Yeah, like, we use our stroller with such a splurge, but, like, I'm obsessed with it, and we use it all the time.
Okay, dumb baby question.
Okay.
Like, when do you not use a stroller? Because, like, if you go to the grocery store, you don't bring the stroller because you're, like...
I do.
You do? But, like, don't you, like, put the baby in the cart? Well, I guess if she's not old enough.
Well, she's in her infant car seat. So you can either put her in the cart, but then, like, you have no room for your groceries. But, like, so, like, if I go with TJ, one of us will push the stroller with her and one of us will push the cart. But
hard to go alone, right?
Yeah, it is. Especially when they're so young. But, and then when you don't use a stroller, it's pretty much just when they decide that they feel like, they refuse to go in it. Because they're like, oh, no, that's for babies. But I'm going to use a stroller forever. Because it's, like, even if she doesn't sit in it, like, we can put our stuff in there.
Yeah. Like, I remember we went shopping and I bought some like heavy ass Bath and Body Works candles.
Yes.
And you were like, do you want to put them in the stroller? And I was like, this is wonderful.
Yeah. You're like, I need a stroller.
I need a stroller.
Just for life.
Yeah. Just for shopping.
Do you want to do your hot take?
Sure. So I feel like my hot take is a lot heavier than both of yours today. So
do you want me to mine first so that we can end on the more serious one?
Sure.
Okay. That way we don't go like from yours to mine because mine's like a little... I mean, I think it's serious. My hot take is that TikTok is actually really great.
Okay, I agree. I did not want to download it. I was like, no, Team Vine, TikTok will never compare. And then I got it, and I spent, literally an hour scrolling through the animals one. And I would just, I would scroll, and I'd, giggle. I'm like, okay. And then there's, some man that dances. He's, this old man. I'm like, okay, that's funny. And then, I found, Mackenzie from Dance Moms, and I'm like, I was watching all hers, and, okay, I agree.
Okay,
I agree.
You're here with... You do not have TikTok yet, right?
So I don't have TikTok. I've downloaded it a couple times. Okay. And then I always end up deleting it after an hour just because I'm like, this is not for me. But it's always because I see a funny tweet that originated on TikTok.
Yeah.
There was this tweet I retweeted maybe a month ago that was this farmer in Ireland who was just greeting all of his animals as they came out.
I watched that one.
He's all, hello, Clocky. Hello, Roberta. And I was like, this is the content I need in my life. So I get on TikTok and then it's a lot of, I don't know. I think that a lot of the stuff that's shown to me is really fun.
Yeah. That's so true.
If you show me something that you think I specifically would find funny, then I always think it's funny because that's been curated for me.
Right.
And the same I feel with things that people repost on Twitter. I'm already following those people. Yeah.
So my favorite thing is that because I go on Reddit a lot, there's a Reddit that's r/TikTok cringe. And it started as exactly what it says, TikTok cringe.
Yeah.
At the beginning, maybe 6-8 months ago, maybe even more a year ago. And it's evolved into just a compilation of actually genuinely funny TikToks. And so it started as haha, look at these dumb kids on TikTok. And then it slowly became okay, I didn't have anywhere else to post this, but I saw this TikTok and it's really funny. And now the entire thing is just actually funny TikToks.
See, I don't scroll through TikTok regularly.
For the past week.
But I'm the same as Skylar. I see stuff on Twitter and I'm oh, that's funny. And then it is harder. I feel it's not quite the same as Vine where you can just scroll and everything's so funny. But if I'm super bored and I've already gone on all my other social media, I'll literally go to the animals tab and I just watch all those ones because they're so cute and they're so funny.
So that's my hot take. I think TikTok is really funny. And I do think it's kind of becoming Vine 2.0. I've seen a lot of compilations on YouTube that are TikToks that have big Vine energy. And I will admit there are some TikToks that are just kind of, because it used to be Musical.ly.
Yeah.
And I was not into Musical.ly. But I think there are some TikToks that are more like that, but there's definitely a side of it that's very big Vine energy.
Well, it's cool too because they're longer than Vine.
Yeah.
So it's you can get more stuff in it. It's not Vine was 7 seconds, something like that. So that part's cool, but I don't think it'll be at Vine's level.
Well, but see, I also feel Vine got cooler when it went away.
Yeah, that's true. That's it's how people look back on VHSs now and are oh my god, remember Disney VHSs? I'm no, you had to rewind it. There were previews at the beginning, the tape would skip. No, it was not.
That's so true. I'm such a fake Vine fan. I didn't spend any time on Vine and then they took it away. I'm oh my gosh, that's ruining my life.
I know. I've spent way more time watching Vine compilations on YouTube than I have on actively Vine. in the app. Yeah.
I guess it's true what they say. You don't really know what you got till it's gone.
So who knows? In like 2 years, I might be watching a bunch of TikTok compilations. Yeah. And TikTok.
I'm going to send you more funny TikToks because I've only sent you like two.
Can we start a group message of just
TikToks? Yes.
Fantastic.
Send TikToks us your funniest and TikToks. Baby clothes. Yes. do you want to do your hot take?
Sure. So I feel like mine is a real hot take.
Wow, so you're saying mine was fake? Okay.
Baby fake clothes isn't important.
I'm sorry. No. Continue.
No, both of yours were very good hot takes, and I agreed with both of yours. And I think you both agree with mine.
Yeah.
Mine is that I personally do not believe in spanking. I just don't think that it is ever the answer to, like, physically touch or, like, hurt your child to show that, like, what they're doing is bad. Like, I think that to each their own. I definitely understand that, like, spanking has different levels mm-hmm. of, like, there's a difference between, like, lightly tapping your child and, like,
whipping out the belt.
Yeah. And so, I understand that. And I understand that every child is different. I understand that it's, like, the parent's prerogative. But for me personally, if I found out that, like, I had sent my son to my parents' house or to Kyle's mom's house, or if I was gone for the weekend and I found out that Kyle hit our child for any reason, like, I would probably ask for a divorce. Like, I just cannot wrap my brain around the fact of, like,
someone
hitting my child.
Yeah.
Like, you as the adult, I feel like, are responsible for controlling your own emotions. And I feel like there are so many better ways to, I mean, positively affirm your child. But then also, if you're going to have negative reinforcements, to not make it so
physical.
Brash. I just feel like there's so many alternatives to, you know, disciplining or reinforcing or all of that. Like, yeah. I feel like spanking comes more from, like, the anger of, like, your, like, of the parent. Like, you know, if your kid does something and it makes you so, so mad, you just have, like, the urge to, like, hit your kid. I feel like that's more for you. It's not really teaching them just because there's so many other ways that you can teach your kid not to do that.
And obviously, like, there are still a lot of parents nowadays, and, like, even young parents who choose to do that. I think that we are kind of in the age of, like, people giving millennials crap for, like, give every kid a trophy. Yeah. Like, haha, like, never spank your child. Treat your child like X, Y, and Z. But I think at the end of the day, if you look at all of those things that are, like,
soft.
Yeah. They're all a lot more compassionate, and they all, like, give your child tools to cope with things in the future. It teaches them
so much more. I mean,
well, I think there's this idea, especially in the older generation, of, like, I've heard multiple people say things like, that kid just needed to be hit, or, like, that kid wasn't spanked enough or, like, that man clearly wasn't spanked enough as a child. I remember my friend Corey and I were, like, going up a ski lift, and there was, like, this not even that old guy. Like, maybe 35, 40, like, young, middle age, that's it. And there were, like, two teenagers, like, putting stickers on, like, a pole. And he was like, someone needed to spank those kids when they were a kid. There's just not enough hitting these nowadays. Like, I was spanked as a kid, and everyone's so sensitive. Like, just some random guy in a ski lift. And I'm thinking, like, okay, maybe those, first of all kids do stupid things sometimes. They're just putting stickers on a pole. Second of all, I don't think the solution to that is, like, hitting your kids more.
Spanking does not, I agree, like, solve anything.
I just completely, like, I feel like I'm aghast. Like, I don't understand how we're, like, so protective of our children in so many ways. And then in other ways, it's like, yeah, you can't hit other adults, but, like, a 2-year-old? Fine.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, that's an okay term, or that's an okay thing, and, like, we have terminology for it. Like, that's not this or that is acceptable because it's spanking.
You don't hit anyone, but I can hit you.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't think anything productive comes of it. But again, that's, like, my personal opinion.
Yeah.
And I am not saying that, like, if you spank your child, like, you're a bad person. I think, like, every child is different. I just know that, like, no matter what kind of child I have and no matter what situation I'm in, like, that's never acceptable for me or, like, anyone around my children to do to my children.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely won't spank my kids.
Yeah, I won't spank Carlin either.
Wow. It's,
especially when you United. Have it. It's so sad. Like, she's so cute. Even when she's, like, naughty and she's crying and I do get frustrated, I'll, like, look at her and sometimes she'll, like, look at me and smile. I'm like, you're being so bad, but I love you so much.
That's so sweet. Do you have a bump date that you want to do?
Ooh.
I know, like, this whole podcast is kind of, like, bump date related, but anything specific?
I just went to my first class, which was super exciting. Yeah, I went to my childbirth class, which was, like, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it was, like, one of the best experiences ever. Yeah. I felt like I learned so much from it. I feel like the only thing that was, like, negative was I felt like I did get a lot more anxiety around, like, cesarean births and some of the things that, like, can go wrong. But I feel like I'm a lot more educated on those things because of it. Like, I was telling Sierra earlier, I didn't even know that you can request, like, a family-centered cesarean birth so that, like, if that happens, there are ways to make it, like, so that you can breastfeed so right after. You can have skin to skin. And I feel like just being educated on those things.
Totally. Like, helps a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can be, I'm sure that can be, like, really scary because now, because you are more educated about it, you know what the possibilities are. But it also, do you feel like it's calming at all now that you know, like, okay, if this goes wrong, I know what I need to know
about
it.
Or you know what's going to happen. Like, okay, if worse comes to worse, you know, if I do need to have this done, like, you know what's going to happen. Oh, like, you know that it's going to be okay. It might not be what you wanted, but it'll be okay.
Yeah, I feel like it's like everything in life. I feel like knowledge is power. And so I feel like being educated on things, like, can sometimes be a little scary. Like, we were even talking earlier about, like, both Kenzie and I struggle really badly with anxiety. And so a lot of times, like, becoming informed on the scary things that are happening in life can cause you more anxiety, but at least also, then you're aware and can, like, cope.
I feel like it's, both, though. Like, it causes more anxiety, but it also reassures you a little bit at the same time.
Yeah.
Because you at least, like, aren't going into it blind.
Exactly. You can plan for, like, if X, Y, and Z happen, then here's what I want
to do.
Do you recommend for, like,
oh my
those
gosh,
kind of classes?
A million percent.
Yours was through your hospital, right? Or your insurance?
We have a bunch more classes to attend. I think the only one that's offered, because my insurance, I'm through Kaiser, and Kaiser covers, like, a certain amount of classes, and then also the hospital that I'm giving birth at has classes.
Yeah.
Oh. And so it's cool because I feel like with my childbirthing class, that was through the hospital that I, like, got signed up through. So everything that they were talking about, like, even with the facilities, everyone in the class, like, it was a shared experience.
So you weren't, like, hearing things. You're like, oh, wow, I should see if my hospital offers that. It's like, this is what your hospital offers.
Yeah.
And so it was really cool. Your OB will give you, like, information on that, though.
Yeah,
like,
that's so cool.
Especially if you go through the same hospital that I went through.
Yeah.
There's classes through the hospital, and then there's also classes, like, there's the hospital that's kind of close to us. I almost went to a class there. I actually didn't do any of the classes.
Yeah.
But they are, all my friends that did, they really recommend them. They're so good.
I'm doing all of the classes but one because one was, like, totally booked out because we, like, switched our insurance. But I'm excited. I'll keep the podcast updated on, like, what classes are helpful.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that all of them are super helpful. I mean, I think
as a first-time parent, though, I would, all of them would probably be, like, because, I mean, there's, like, the parenting classes, there's the breastfeeding classes, there's the childbirth classes.
Well, and I feel like it's, like, the random ones that I'm not super sure how helpful they'll be. Like, I'm going to a class on Wednesday, which is tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's, like, what to expect after expecting. So it's all, like, postpartum stuff.
Yeah.
But also I've watched so many, like, postpartum videos and I've talked to my doctor about postpartum. And so it'll be interesting to see, like, from my healthcare provider what they think is important to include in the class.
Well, that's actually really interesting because I didn't even know there was a class about postpartum. And it like, they don't, I mean, I feel like you give birth and they're like, okay, bye. Like, good luck, have fun. And there's, your body's going through so many changes. Like, it just, like, your body just mostly, like, you go home and, like, your uterus is still so high. Like, it's weird. Like, when is that going to go down? Like, it's just everything.
I'm sure we'll
so
get more into that later, but I do have one question just, like, off the bat.
Yeah.
Was it scary, like, getting into the car with Harlan, leaving the hospital for the first time, and they're like, okay, bye, good luck, and you get into the car and have that moment of, like, oh, my gosh, like, it happened. We're going home, and then for the rest of my life and this child's life. Like, it's us.
It was in the, well, I was more scared, like, driving, like, being in the car with her. Like, you know, like, yeah. She's just, I don't know. It was really weird leaving the hospital, and it's just, like, anyone can just have a baby, and then they're just, like, okay, see ya, and then you just, like, take the baby, and you go home, and it was really weird, but I was tired, and I was excited, and I was super, I, like, wanted to go home super bad, and I have, like, from nannying, like, so much experience, it wasn't, like, scary for me, like, I knew what to expect, I knew what was gonna happen, it was more just, like, crazy, like, weird.
Like, mind-blowing.
So, yeah.
So here's a question that I feel like all three of us can maybe answer. What do you think, like, going into pregnancy or being pregnant, and then, like, what do you think was the thing that you were most intimidated by or, like, the most scared about? And then what was the thing that you were the most excited about? Because I know, like, even, like, when I was preconception, there were things that, like, I was nervous about and things that I was really excited about. Because so, for me,
Go ahead.
I was going to say, for me, I feel like postpartum is what I'm the most nervous about.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like childbirth, like, I mean, who knows what'll happen, but I feel like I have, like, I've been educated. The people there are educated.
Right.
like, I have, like, my whole support system around me. Like, even if I don't know what I'm doing because I'm a first-time mom, like, these people see so many births every day. I'll have, like, my friends and family there with me. Like, I know that at the end of the day, like, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, this baby isn't going to stay in me for the rest of my life.
Right.
Whereas postpartum, I feel like everyone's journey is so different, and I just don't totally know what to expect.
I was the same about giving birth, just because everyone's like, oh, are you nervous? Are you nervous? And I was like, no, because, I mean, no matter what happens, like you said, like, the baby's gonna come out. Like, I'm not nervous because whatever's gonna happen is gonna happen regardless.
Yeah.
Like, the doctors know what they're doing. Like, there's just, I don't know. It was just in my brain. I was like, it's just gonna happen. So there was no part, like, no sense in being, like, scared for that necessarily. I think before I got pregnant, I was just nervous about the pregnancy itself because my mom was so sick, and then I ended up also being sick. But I had a really hard pregnancy, and just the entire time was just so, like, I just had so much anxiety, like, and that's, it was just pregnancy, like, itself. That was the part that I really had a problem with. But then birth went great, postpartum was great. It was just, like, the pregnancy that was just, I had so much anxiety around that.
What about you? Is there something?
I'm not pregnant. I'm trying to get pregnant. And so, to me, kind of the whole thing is a big question mark.
Yeah.
But it's funny that you guys said you weren't nervous at all about birth, because when I think about, like, the future and the potential of, like, getting pregnant and having a child, the thing that I am most scared about is birth.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Like, but I feel like that's birth? So normal. Like, I feel, I feel like if you were to ask, like, 95% of women, they would say childbirth.
Yeah.
It's a very physically daunting thing.
It seems so terrifying. Like, I mean, and I'm not, like, on a pain level. Like, I know I'll be able to handle it, whatever.
Yeah.
I think just, like, all of it.
Because it's just crazy.
It's just crazy. Like, I remember watching the footage of your birth.
And well, first of all, our edits were so Kenzie ridiculous.
And I had, like, a whole night of, like, Harlan sleeping in the, like, in the crib, and I was sitting in the room just, like, adding different music to, like,
her the literal footage of my daughter coming out,
like,
of my body.
She's like,
circle of life.
So bad. And then we put on Push It by Salt and Pepper.
Yeah.
It was like, push it.
Push it real.
But, like, so it was funny. Like, we were laughing about it, but inside, internally, I was like, how does this happen? Like, this is going to happen to me maybe someday? Like,
It honestly, like, is not crazy. Like, it was not like I expected at all. Like, you learn, like, I thought you're literally pushing constantly for however long it takes. No, you just push when there's a contraction. So, like, I'd have a contraction and I'd
push. And that's only in the, I think, the fourth stage of, or the third stage of labor. So there are, like, four stages of labor.
Yeah.
And you're only pushing for this one. Mm. And for most people, that's, I think it said, from, like, 30 minutes to an hour.
When you say pushing, my whole body, like, tenses up. I'm like, Oh my gosh.
I pushed pushing for like out a human. An hour and a half, which is which was normal for like first time, like never done that before.
Yeah.
But no, it was weird because like you only push when you have your contraction. So you'd have a contraction and you'd push three times for 10 seconds each, which my doctor counted to 10 so slowly. It was so horrible. I'd get to like 7 and I was like, can you count faster?
One but, alligator.
No, she'd be like, one, come on, sweetie. Two, come on, you got this. Push really hard. Push from the back. Three. And I'm like, I can't hold my breath for that long.
Yeah.
But no, and it's almost relaxing because you push and then you get a break and you just hang out and everyone like checks their phone and, you know, does something. And then you're like, oh, I feel another one. And everyone's like, okay, get ready. And like, it's just that.
So wait, how long is the break between pushes where people are checking their phones?
I mean, it depends how far apart your contractions are. How long were mine yours? Actually slowed down when I was in that final stage of labor, which kind of was annoying. But so it was probably every like couple minutes. So we had we had a couple minutes though where I was just sitting there like, oh, I'm tired. I wish it would come out now.
Yeah. Well, and what I thought was really interesting too is that apparently a lot of women, I think it was like 50% of women or something. But so you have your first stage of labor, which is like early labor. So that's like you, I think you're, oh my gosh. Your cervix goes from the size of like a baby bell, like the little cheeses, to the size of a donut in that first stage of labor.
There's like a chart that shows like.
So how. Eventually it like.
Jessica's behind the camera and she and I are, you guys are sitting there like talking so normally and Jessica and I are just making eye contact like. You're hearing this, right?
No, you this need is to wild. Look at a dilation chart because it shows, like, when it's 10 centimeters, and it's crazy, and you're like, there's no way.
The final stage is, like, my lady specifically said, like, an Einstein bagel from Costco. Like, that's, like, your 10 centimeters. She also made us suck on Lifesavers because she was saying it's interesting how your cervix, like, thins out. Like, it doesn't just get, like, bigger.
It like, thins to it almost thins nothing.
Too. So, like, if you were to suck on a Lifesaver, Sierra and Jessica are about to barf.
No, I think it's so interesting. This is the information I want. These are the pregnancy hot takes that I want to know these things. Like, I want to know about the Einstein bagel and the baby bell.
Well, but so what I think is, like, the most interesting is after, so that's, like, your first stage.
Okay.
And then you get dilated to a certain amount. Your contractions are, like, 5 minutes apart, whatever. And then you go to the hospital. And then you have your second stage of labor, which is, like, maybe you get an epidural.
It's, like, the waiting game, basically.
Whatever. And then you have transition, which apparently is, like, the worst. But then after transition, a lot of women will just have, like, a 30-minute or hour-long break where, like, nothing really happens. Like, you're just kind of, like, chilling.
I remember watching Colleen Ballinger's birth blog, and she was, like, editing on her laptop like in the hospital, and in my brain as someone who's never given birth at the time that she gave birth and that video went out, you hadn't either, and in my brain it was like labor is like active all the time and like you're there, you're pushing, you're doing this,
your
you're
water
doing
breaks and you rush to the hospital and your baby comes out right when you get there.
That's what I thought. And so then the visualization of her like sitting in her hospital bed like editing, I'm like, wait, labor is not at all what my dumb brain thought it was.
No.
I also think it really depends on, like, how medicated you are for it, too. I think if you're having a natural birth, like, there probably really isn't any chill time where you can be, like, sitting editing. Also, like, certain drugs or certain, like, if you're someone who gets, like, really filled with adrenaline, you can be really shaky. Or, like, I think that there are constantly things happening. It's, like, what you're doing, like, medication-wise, what you're doing, like, breathing-wise.
They check you a lot, too. Like, they're coming in the room, and they're checking to see your dilation. They're checking to see, like, how effaced you are, which is your cervix thinning out. And they're like, oh, it's paper thin. You're like, oh, cool.
Well, and I didn't even know, apparently, like, a terminology or a term that they use a lot is, like, what station your baby's at. So, like, the station is basically, like, how far down your baby is.
Oh.
So they'll be like, you're at, like, let's say you're at a 10. You're, like, effaced, your everything is good, but your baby's at, like, a -1 station, so we have to wait for your baby to drop more before you can start pushing.
And that's what happened
There's,
to
like,
me.
A checklist
of things. That's why for me, because you were like, oh, should I come? And I was like, no, I'm going to be here for a while. But, my baby was still high, and she needed to drop so much more, but it was just,
That's crazy. Okay. let's take a pee break and a sponsor break. Woo. And then we will hop into kind of all the weird questions and the process of getting pregnant.
And we have to do your sister-sister update.
Oh, yes, let's do that before we go. So my sister-sister update, which we decided is going to be like sister, like C-Y-S-T-E-R, where I point to my cysts and my ovaries. And then like, sister.
Like, I was typing it out in like our production schedule thing. And I was like, Sierra, so is it like sister, like how do I spell this? And then she spent like 5 minutes like debating with herself. Yeah, so. And I was like, but this isn't going to be spelled out anywhere except for us.
And that's why I came up with the hand motions. It's sister time. Like my sis and my sisters, my you guys. So sister time. I met with my dietitian, I think, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I have now, for the past week and a half, I think just a little over a week, been on a high protein, low carb vegetarian diet. And I feel fantastic. Don't know how it's affecting my PCOS yet. But on a personal level, I feel really energetic. I don't feel like I'm restricting myself. I feel like fuller longer in my meals, and I hope it's positively affecting my PCOS because I just feel so good, and I'm glad that like I've made this change for myself because it's helped me feel better.
I feel like
after you,
because it's designed like specifically for you, like that's probably so helpful, like your dietitian knows, like looked at your blood work, like knows what your body needs, like what's gonna, like, you know, so it makes sense that you would feel so good.
Well, and also I feel like just on a self-care level of, I know I have much better weeks when Kyle and I sit down and, like, figure out what we're eating for the week and, like, go grocery shopping on a Sunday and, like, get healthy, good food. I feel like just having that even scheduled out, even if you fluctuate and are, like, loose with it, just knowing, like, I have a ton of, like, good food that's good fuel for my body in my house that's been approved by my dietitian, that I like and I picked out, I feel like is so good for your mental health.
I agree. It's been so good. I'm a little bit nervous because tomorrow I'm going up to LA for the Streamy Awards, which, as you guys are watching this, will have already happened.
That's crazy.
I know, right? So I'm going to be up in LA for 4 days, and I'm a little bit nervous about just being able to keep up with this as I'm traveling. This is, you know, going to be different than just going into my fridge. So I think my plan is, we have a mini fridge in our room, so Steven and I are going to, like, go to the grocery store when we get there, get some, like, and I'm bringing some snacks with me, and then I'm planning on eating a lot of sweet green because there is a chickpea salad that I really like, and chickpeas are high in protein, and I always feel really good when I eat that, so.
And I'm sure you'll find a Chipotle around there.
That's true. I can have Chipotle, so that's great. Yeah, we'll take our break, and we'll be right back.
Woo!
So this episode of Sierra Unfiltered is brought to you by Cash App, the number one finance app in the App Store. Cash App is a free app that makes it super easy to instantly send money to your friends. So all the time we go out to eat together, we'll have a girls' night, we'll go out with our husbands, and trying to split up the check can be kind of difficult, or maybe you're going to a concert, your friend buys the tickets, you want to pay them back, but you don't want to walk around with a bunch of cash in your wallet. You can just Cash App them. It makes it really, really easy. And Cash App also comes with the Cash Card, a free debit card that comes with boosts, which are like instant rewards for shopping at the places that you already love. So you can get big discounts off your entire purchase at places like DoorDash, Whole Foods, Target, and many, many others. It is literally like having credit card perks, but packed into a free debit card. And one of our favorite things about working with Cash App is that we're working together to support an organization that we love and believe in, and that is the Trevor Project. The Trevor Project is an amazing organization that offers resources and support to LGBTQ+ youth. They have crisis intervention and suicide prevention, and I am a huge fan of the work they do, and I'm just so excited that Cash App wants to work with us to support them. It makes me really excited. So if you sign up for Cash App and use promo code UNFILTERED, not only will you receive $10, but Cash App will donate $10 to the Trevor Project. And we just love that, love them. You guys get $10, Trevor Project gets $10. So don't forget to use promo code UNFILTERED when you download Cash App from the App Store today.
Thank you, Cash App.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo.
Cash App.
Can't wait to Cash App you guys for all the baby onesies.
I know. When we go to Hobby Lobby together, we don't have to worry about splitting it up. We can
Cash App.
Cash App it up.
Do we want to jump back into it?
Yeah, let's. Where do we want to start?
I think what I think is we should start like at the beginning of the journey and then work to the end. So okay. I feel like maybe if we start with like preconception and then end with like postpartum.
Okay.
And then we answer all the weird funny questions.
Okay. So. Do we want to go in the order of like you had first, then you, and then hopefully me someday?
Yeah.
One of my favorite funny facts, too, is that our order of if I potentially get pregnant someday, our order of that is the reverse order of when we got married.
Yeah, that's so true.
Oh, I was the first to get married,
then Skylar, then Kenzie. Kenzie was the first to get pregnant, then Skylar, and then if I ever get pregnant, I will be the last one.
I'm so happy with my spot in the middle. It's so great because I feel like I get to like receive advice and give advice.
No, that's so true.
It's really
and
nice.
And I'm like, just jumped right
but
into
see,
this little baby.
But also the tail ends are fun because I feel like when you're the first person, then that's like extra special. Yeah. Of like when you were the first person to get married, like yeah. me and Kenzie were just all over it.
And also I think I was totally happy being the first one to get married. I was like very comfortable with like planning a wedding mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. I did not want
yeah,
to be the first
you
one to
always
get pregnant.
Said that. I feel like that's nice too for you because then when you do get pregnant and you have a baby, like we've been through that.
Yeah.
So like anything like, you know, there, yeah. you have us to
I
like,
feel like
give
I,
you
I
advice
need
and
that.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like you were probably the one who was most prepared to be the first
totally.
To give birth because yeah, you nannied totally. For how many years? Like
forever. Yeah. Like from the day they were born till the day they went to school. So yeah. it's yeah. just, yeah.
Crazy. But yeah, so let's go in order of that.
Okay.
So do you want to talk about kind of your preconception journey?
Well, we got married and we weren't exactly trying, but we weren't like not trying.
Right. Yeah.
And then, so we got married in September and then surprise in October. Yeah, I was pregnant. So there's not, there's not really like a journey that we really went on, like didn't. Like, we knew we wanted to have a baby within, you know, maybe, like, the next year.
Yeah.
But it was kind of just, like, when it happens, and it happens. Like,
yeah.
But it was funny because I dressed up as, like, a pregnant person for Sierra's Halloween party. And literally, like, a couple days later, I found out I was, like, actually pregnant. And I was like, okay, it's happening. We're doing this.
When you actually were pregnant.
When
you dressed up yeah. as a pregnant lady. That's you just
so
didn't funny. Know.
Yeah, so my new costume is like the lottery winner. I'm going to dress up as that next. Just
you know, putting it out
just
there.
Putting it out there.
So how did you find out? And how did you tell TJ, your husband?
I started feeling so sick. Like from, like some people are like, oh, like it really picks up around like, you know, 6 to 8 weeks. No. Yeah. Like the second that the, you know, it happened, I felt so sick.
I like that we literally were just like, yeah, and then your cervix becomes the size of an Einstein bagel. You don't want to say like sperm and egg.
The second the sperm hit the egg, I was sick. But like literally, like the second the pregnancy hormone was like in my body, I was like throwing up.
Yeah.
So I was like, what the heck is going on? And, yeah, I just didn't feel good. And then I was like, okay, this is, like, really weird. Like, yeah. I knew my mom got super sick when she was pregnant.
Had you missed your period yet?
No.
Okay.
So I found out really early just because yeah. I was so sick. And I took a pregnancy test one day just, like, whatever. And it was positive. And I was kind of like, huh, okay.
That's why. What kind of pregnancy test was it?
It was, like.
Was it, like, a digital one that said pregnant? Or did it have, like, lines?
No, it had a line.
Was it, like, a faint line or was it, like, a definitive, like,
it was,
oh, that's
the first time
lines.
It was pretty, like, faint, but, yeah. like, enough to where I was like, okay,
you're
well,
like,
that's
I
not.
I should take another
Did
one.
Did you take another one right then?
No, I didn't. I was just kind of like, I guess, if, you know, whatever. So then TJ.
That's so catchy.
TJ, I know. I'm just like,
you're
well,
so funny.
I'm pregnant.
I feel like you. And correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't want to, like, assume your, like, life experience.
Don't assume about me, Skylar.
but I feel like you have, like, such anxiety about certain things. And then other things, you're just, like, the most chill
no,
person.
No, totally. About. Like, I have raging like, I anxiety. Imagine. And then I'm like, oh, huh, I'm pregnant. Weird. Crazy.
Kenzie traveled a lot with me and my dad in high school. And my dad's joke was that you were his favorite person to travel with because, like, you don't have strong opinions about, like, a lot of things.
Yeah.
So, but you also, like, you're easy to please. So, like, we'd be in the hotel room and my dad would be like, do you guys want to go out to dinner? And you're like,
Yeah.
Yeah, I could.
Sure, sure.
I could. He'd be like, where do you want to go?
Whatever.
I don't care.
Whatever's fine.
How about Benihana?
Love that.
I love Benihana. Let's go. Like, you're just so totally go with the flow. Chill. Yeah.
But I feel like part of that is actually from anxiety because it's like, where do you want to eat? And it's like, I don't know. I could eat anywhere. And then they're like, oh, do you want to go here? And like, I might not actually like that place, but I'm like, I'll find something.
Yeah.
But I think that's why we always like got along so well and traveled so well, because I'm such like I'm like decision person. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I'm a planner, and you feel your anxiety is relieved knowing that I have everything planned.
Totally. Yeah. Like, I love traveling with you because, like, if something goes wrong, I know Sierra's going to take care of it. Like, traveling with TJ, I have so much anxiety because, like, if we miss our plane, like, what are we going to do? Like, I'm going to have to be the adult. But, like, with Sierra, she'll just, like, book us a new flight.
Yeah.
Like, take care of it. Or, like, our Wi-Fi wasn't working in the hotel. My Wi-Fi, and you called for me. But, yeah, no. Wait.
So you found out, and we're just like, oh.
So I was like.
Interesting.
I think I was,
and then
like,
just, like, sat on
I feel like I was like, just. I was just in shock, though, because I was just like, okay.
That's going to be my new Kenzie sound.
Okay. All right. So then TJ was playing Fortnite. And I opened the door and I just kind of stared at him, and he was just like looking up for me with his headset on. He's like, what? And I was just like, like,
Kenzie, I love you very much, but I feel like living with you sounds kind of stressful. Like, it sounds like a horror movie. Like, no. My wife's in the bathroom, like, taking positive pregnancy tests, and then she just walks in and stares at me.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh, and he's like, what? And I was just like, oh, you know. And then
he know you were going to go take – were you like, I feel sick, I'm going to go take a pregnancy test? Or were you just like, I'm going to the bathroom?
Well, I wasn't – I just took it. So he didn't even know I was taking one. Skylar's like about to have a panic attack. But no, and then he like – I just like brought him in the bathroom and I just like showed him. I didn't like really – and he was just like –
wait, what do you mean you showed – did you just –
I showed him
the
test.
Were you like a mime? Were you like
– yeah, I was just like –
like, did
here
you
it
say
is.
Like – hey, like, come in the bathroom. I have something to show you. Or
yeah,
did,
no,
did you
I
just,
did.
Like, grab him?
No, I did. I said that. And then I showed it to him, and he was just like, and then we were both kind of just like, huh. Okay.
Sounds like a lot of silence.
No, it
a
was.
A lot of silence and a lot of, huh.
All right. No, and then he was definitely in shock because then he, like, you know, turned
well,
his.
Well, he didn't even know you were taking
turned his
it.
Game off. You know, it's real. He's like, I gotta go, guys.
turned I gotta go, guys. I am pregnant.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a dad. So, and then I honestly don't even remember what happened after that.
Oh my God.
But it was just, yeah, like, our. Preconception and conception and telling journey was just very like, okay.
Well, and then you guys didn't tell anyone for a long time.
You waited the 3 months to tell.
Well, anyone. I probably waited more than that.
Because you told me in December.
I told you when I was like 15 weeks. I have just based off stuff that I've gone through in the past, I had so much anxiety about being pregnant, and I think that's partially too why I wasn't excited initially.
Yeah.
I was more scared, and I like after it hit me, like I did like cry because I was like so scared. I was like, okay, like this is scary, like something could go wrong, like so. And then I didn't want to tell anybody just because,
like, you didn't even tell Sierra,
no,
right?
Which is so like not like me. Like, I didn't tell anyone. I told my mom. We didn't tell TJ's family until. When I told you also.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so just things that had gone through in the past. Like, I had anxiety, but I went to the doctor, and I had ultrasounds every week until I was, like, a certain point just to, like, make sure everything was going to be okay.
Yeah.
And that's kind of when I got more comfortable with people knowing, but I'm such a suffer in silence type of person that, like, if something happened, like, I don't want people to feel bad for me and be like, oh, I'm sorry, because that would not make me feel better. And, like, it was just so crazy. I kept it to myself, but everything worked out. Yeah. So, but, yeah, just in the beginning, very not, like, anything that you guys went through or what you guys are doing right now. Just kind of like, oh, okay. And then, yeah.
Well, I think it's funny because I feel like it really, like, says a lot about, like, our three personalities. I feel like each phase that we're going to walk through, I mean, like, Sierra is not pregnant yet, so we aren't going to be talking about, like, how did you feel in the third trimester?
Right.
But I feel like everything, especially with, like, preconception and how we want to raise our kids, I feel like you are just kind of, you have the experience already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're just kind of more go with the flow about things.
Yeah.
Of like, cool, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
Let's take care of it. Let's, like, do it the right way. And I feel like I like, try to be as prepared as possible. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like Sierra actually is as
actually, she's actually taking, like, the steps.
Like,
to
I
do it.
Did all the research that said, like, I should go to the dentist before we start trying, or I should do this. But, like, I didn't actually do all of those things. Yeah. I did, like, half of them.
So, what was your, from you and Kyle deciding we want to start trying to have a baby?
Yeah.
Because you had a more, like,
planned out.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Well, Kyle travels a lot for work, and also our life is just, like, very crazy, and so we knew that we wanted to start trying, and so, and we had been talking about it for a while, of, like, yeah, we should really sit down and, like, print out a calendar and mark off, like, XXX, like, cannot have
a baby this month. Yeah.
Well, because if you got pregnant in a certain month and then 9 months after that, Kyle was going to be gone for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You didn't want to end up in that situation, well, where he's gone for the birth.
I didn't want him to be gone for, like, me being 9 months pregnant. I didn't want him to be gone for the birth. And I didn't want him to be gone for, like, the first postpartum, yeah, like, important time. So it was, like, a big chunk of time. But then also it's, like, he's gone currently when we're filming this.
Yeah.
But he's only gone for a couple days, and so...
And this is his last trip before. Yeah.
And so we, like, sat down and we printed everything out, and then we, like, circled, like, okay, like, can try these couple weeks, yeah, can try these couple weeks. And then we realized, we're like, so that means we're, like, in go time. Like, yeah. Like, if we wanted to, we could start trying, like,
right now.
You want to go in the bedroom?
My God, my dad listens to this.
Hey, Erin.
No, but so then I was like, oh my God, we could start trying right now. And so then I was like, okay, well, I know that I need to, like, be on prenatals first. I know that I need to do things before we get there. But I also was really baby crazy. And so I, like, went on Amazon and I literally spent the next, like, probably 6 hours doing research. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what ovulation tests do you take? What prenatals do you take? Like, do I need iron supplements? Like, I eat mostly vegan. Like, what does that mean and everything? And so it was, like, kind of an in-between of you guys of, I knew that I wanted it to happen, like, then and there. But also I was like, well, I want to start tracking my ovulation, mm-hmm, because we were trying in such specific times. Mm-hmm. Like, if there was a week in that month where we couldn't be trying, but if I was going to be ovulating, like, that would affect
and
things.
And it is crazy, too, because there's literally only a few days a month that you, yeah, can get pregnant.
And how long had you been off birth control at that point?
For a long time.
Okay, so you got off the pill a while before that.
I don't even know. I mean, this is, like, pregnancy brain. I literally
don't know.
Maybe, like, 6 months beforehand? Okay. 7 months, something like that. Kyle gave me crap this morning. He was like, so I listened to the podcast and you didn't even remember my birthday or that we were in London for our anniversary. And I was like, I literally don't remember anything.
Just so wait, it gets worse. There's pregnancy brain, you're like, oh my gosh, I feel such an idiot. And then there's mom brain where you're just, like, tired.
You're like, I'm sleep deprived.
And you leave the house without everything. And yeah, it's just... It's the worst.
Yeah. So I don't remember how long I was off birth control, but for quite a while. But, like, we had been using, like, other forms of protection. But, yeah, so we, like, had planned out everything, and it took us a couple months to get pregnant. Again, I don't remember exactly how many months. But I feel like part of that was just, like, luck of the draw. And then I feel like part of that was, like, me figuring out, like, what ovulation actually means on an ovulation, mm-hmm, test, and, like, taking the right tests. Because, like, I think at first I started out with those ones that you buy at CVS that you take, like, when you think you're ovulating, yeah, that are basically pregnancy tests.
And it tells you, like, yep, you're ovulating, but it might be, like, too late or something like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah. And so I think once I started taking them every day with, like, that test that we've talked about so many times, that's when it, like, really got to be more exact. And then I was actually leaving up to LA for work for a week, and I had just been taking, because these, like, cheap little pregnancy tests, mm-hmm, come with your ovulation pack, and so I had just been taking those every morning with my ovulation test, like, not even thinking about it, because I was like, there's a 0% chance I'm gonna find out I'm pregnant from this, like, cheap little stick, yeah, and so I just was doing it, like, to use them up, because I was already, like, peeing in a cup. Yeah. So I was like, might as well. And I was like literally about to leave for LA, and I went to go check my ovulation test, and my pregnancy test was there, and it had two lines, and I started freaking out. And Kyle was like heading out the door for work, and I was like, come in here right now.
Just a little and opposite of my reaction.
Just, you know, two sides of the same coin. And so I was like freaking out, like happy crying on the ground, being like, I have to redo my makeup because I have to like drive up to work and I don't know what to do. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to like go to the theater, check in with all my crew members, then I'm going to like run to CVS, then I'm going to run to my hotel, take like a bunch of other actual tests because I like didn't have time to like go to CVS, come back home, whatever.
Yeah.
But so on that drive up, I was just sitting in the car for like 2 hours by myself being like, oh my God, like there's a really good chance I'm pregnant right now.
Yeah.
But like, it also was a cheap test and like it's a day or two before I should like really be able to find out. And so I called Sierra because
on that drive after she had taken the test, and it was so sweet.
Because I was like, I literally like, I'm not gonna tell my like random like 45-year-old coworkers that are like all guys.
Be
like,
hey guys,
I might be pregnant.
This was before she was only working on the channel. This was when she was also doing lighting design.
Yeah.
So she was going to a theater where it was like the whole crew was like older men mostly.
Yeah, it was literally all guys, and they're like, I would say the earliest was probably in their early 30s and then up to like 50. And so I didn't want to walk in and be like, hey guys,
hey everyone,
I'm the boss. Take me seriously. Also, I might be pregnant. What do you think? Like, look at my pee stick. And so I like called Sierra and I was like, I know I had planned to tell you in such a cute way, but I literally like am having such like crazy thoughts right now because I'm just alone in the car for 2 hours. Like, this is what's happening. And it was, like, really sweet. And I'm glad that, like, I just was able to tell her. And then I think, Jessica, did I text you that day?
You texted me and said, hey, can you call? And I was, like, working a 12-hour day. And then the next day I was like, what's up? And you called me and I was like,
I knew you were excited because you even texted me and you're like, hey.
Yeah, because like, I was like, who's your OBGYN?
I just took a test and I found out I was pregnant this morning. And then I freaked out because I was like, oh my God, because I knew you guys were trying. And then I was like, our babies will be close in age.
Yeah, because I told Sierra over the phone. Mm-hmm. And then I think the next day I told Jessica over the phone. And then I texted Kenzie. And then I was like, okay, that's it. That's like all the people I'm going to tell over the phone, and like everyone else, I'm going to wait. I'm going to like do a cute reveal. And then we were planning to tell my mom like 2 weeks later or a week later or something. And I like had a whole thing planned out where I was going to like bake a pie and have it be like waitress themed and like real cute. And she like literally just texted me and said, pregnant question mark with like a pregnant lady emoji. And I was like, if I don't respond to her,
she's gonna know.
But also I'm not gonna lie to my mom and be like, no, LOL, like just wanna hang out.
Yeah.
And so I called her and I was like, you're the worst.
You
like,
ruined my surprise.
But so I feel like I told people pretty early on. We waited until I think 12 weeks for a lot of people, but like a lot of life things just kept happening where I was like, we're going to tell these people.
Yeah.
Like Kyle's stepdad was really, really sick around that time, and they like weren't sure if he was gonna make it and all sorts of things. And so we were like, okay, well, obviously we're gonna tell him and we're gonna tell Kyle's mom. And then with telling them, it's like, okay, well, then we're gonna tell like Kyle's stepbrother and his stepbrother's wife and just kind of like keep everyone in the loop. And so I felt like it just kind of like extended out more and more. Also, I'm not someone who's good at like keeping things bottled up, and also I was super nauseous, and so I felt like when I was like in tech for a show and was running out to go vomit, I was like, I'm just gonna leave my preggy pops on the tech table and like everyone's gonna know.
So what was the trying experience like for you? Was it like exciting? Was it emotional?
I'm like trying to decide how much I want to say, because I think our trying experience was like really funny and like really sweet. I'm like trying to decide how much to say because I don't know like Like, how much do you say on a podcast?
I mean, as much as you're comfortable with, maybe just, like, the emotions of it.
The emotions.
Like, was it stressful or was it, like, exciting?
I think it was really exciting and really fun. I think it was really hard, like, every month that I didn't get pregnant because I feel like it's so kind of, like, subjective of when you can take a pregnancy test. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, well, maybe, like, a week before with an early response, and then you get a negative on that, and then you, like, keep getting closer and closer, and you're like, I'm still getting negatives, but, like, I haven't gotten my period yet.
Right.
And so I felt like it was, like, emotionally draining in that, like, when I would get my period, I would feel really disappointed.
Like, super up and down. Like, yeah. You're so excited, and then it's kind of like, oh, this
is... Yeah.
One of the things I thought was super interesting is the few months before you got pregnant, in that two-week wait, I remember the ones where you didn't get pregnant, you were so sure that you were.
Yeah.
And the month that you actually got pregnant was the first month you had been like, yeah, I don't think this is the month. Like, I just don't think this is it.
Well, it's crazy because, I mean, I think, first of all, like, period symptoms and just, like, symptoms of, like, that time of the month are really similar to, like, early pregnancy symptoms.
And,
like,
talk about that.
Well, there's a whole thing that Skylar told me about called implantation bleeding, which a lot of, like, it's the
I had it.
Yeah. So, and a lot of people think that that's their period.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think it was your period, or did you know it was implantation bleeding?
Well, so that's, like, kind of where it gets weird of I think I knew that it was implantation bleeding, but for the last couple months, I had been so convinced that I was pregnant every month and then had, like, constantly been, like, disappointed to find out I wasn't. And so I was like, okay, this really seems like this thing. But also, like, I need to relax, like, for myself. If we're going to continue going on this journey, like, it could literally be years of us trying. And I don't want to every month be like, I know I'm pregnant. Oh, dang, I'm not pregnant.
Yeah,
you know? And so I was like, I'm just going to relax. Like, before, I wasn't drinking, like, at all. And then I just started, like, not drinking during my two-week wait. And so I felt like I was just trying to make it so that Kyle and I could live our lives as normally as possible and not have it be, like, our entire lives are devoted to, like, trying.
Right.
Because I feel like then you get in a tricky headspace where when it doesn't happen, it feels like you're working so actively on something and you're, like, not getting the payoff of it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. I feel like that's the best way to do it, though, like, relaxed and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, oh, if it, like, for you guys, Sierra, like, if it happens, it happens this month. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Like, whatever. Yeah. Because especially, too, like, your body knows when you're, like, super stressed out about it and, like, the more you relax, like, honestly, I feel like that's, like when you weren't expecting it, like, that's when it happened.
Well, it is funny because I, from before I found out I had PCOS, was really preparing. Like, even before I found out I had PCOS, I was like, I'm going to the dentist, I'm going to a preconception visit, I'm starting prenatals, I'm doing this. Like, I had all these things planned, and I got so many comments that were like, just relax and it'll happen. And I'm like, I am relaxed. Like, this is how I relax.
You're like, I am relaxed.
the way I can relax is knowing that my plan is in place. Mm-hmm. If I didn't do all that planning, I wouldn't be relaxed.
Yeah.
And so, like, for me, yes, I'm doing all this planning. We're going into all these visits. But every month that I don't get pregnant, I don't feel that, like, disappointment. And I don't feel that, like, expectation. Because in my brain, it's like, I've done everything in my control, and the rest is up to God and fate and my body. And so I don't feel that, like, pressure on myself of, like, I am not expecting to get pregnant. And if I do, that will be a welcome surprise. But I'm doing everything in my power that I can.
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, it's, like, something that people, I feel like, never talk about with trying is, like, getting your period already sucks. Like, it already, like, you feel like crap, like, you have cramps, there's, like, bleeding, like, it's not, like, a fun thing. So for that to be the way that you, like, definitively find out that you're, like, you're not getting something that you've worked all month for is, like, a really, like, hard thing to come around to.
It's like, you're not pregnant, and now you get to bleed and have cramps and feel awful for the next week.
But I feel like on the other side of that, I wish that I was getting my period regularly, because I don't get that as, like, the I am definitively not pregnant. The only way I find out is by, like, taking pregnancy tests.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then I could get to the place, and I haven't yet, where I'm like, oh, well, maybe it's too early, or maybe I'm not positive on a pee stick. Like, I think for me, it, like, I wish that I got my period so that I had that definitive answer, you know?
Totally. Well, and I think, like, the last thing I'll say on trying without, like, going into detail, I think that knowing that, like, you are potentially creating human life is, like, one of the trippiest, coolest things ever. And I think, like, having a lot of fun with it is also, like, an exciting thing. Because I feel like, at least for Kyle and I personally in our lives, we don't, like, plan out when we're going to be romantic together. Like, it's not like, okay, like,
tonight at 7 p.m.
It's not like, yeah.
Pencil me in.
Yeah, and it's not, like, so consecutive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I feel like it's fun to be like, okay, like, let's make this fun. Let's make this exciting. Let's make it, like, a special thing. Because I read a lot when I was in, like, the, like, what to expect community or whatever of people, like, who really treat it like it's...
like a job almost.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, like, at the end of the day, you're, like, making love to your partner. Yeah. Like, it's, like, a fun
Enjoy
thing.
It.
So, yeah. So, I don't know. But...
yeah.
Especially because, like, at the end of the day, you're able to, like, track down, like, when it happened. Right. And so, it's fun to look back and be, like, wow, that was a fun time. Yeah. Not, like, oh, yeah. That sucked. Anyways.
Yeah.
So do we want to talk a little bit about, like, your preconception journey?
Sure. Yeah. So, like I said, I planned a lot. Steven and I, since we got married, knew that, like, around our 2-year anniversary, we'd probably start having that conversation. Mm-hmm. So I got off the pill in April. Mm-hmm. I started taking prenatals in August, which was around our anniversary. And on our anniversary, we decided, like, okay, late 2019, early 2020 is when we are thinking we want to try.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to go into a ton of detail about, like, tracking my period and the PCOS stuff, because I already have made videos about that on my vlog channel. But now kind of where I'm currently at is, so I was doing the ovulation pee strips, mm-hmm. and I found out that those actually can be really inaccurate for people with PCOS because your body sometimes will ovulate without the LH hormone being detected, or sometimes it will falsely ovulate. So you'll get a peak and it's a false peak, and then you might not peak that month, or it might happen later and then you've already thought that it happened, so you're not thinking it was. So my dietitian and my OBGYN both actually recommended I use the AVA bracelet, which is a bracelet that tracks, like, your body temperature to dictate when you're ovulating.
That's and so cool.
And so I literally, that just got delivered today. So tonight we'll be like, oh, here, Jessica has it. Thank you. This is my Ava bracelet.
Aww, and it's a color that you love so much.
It is. So you wear it when you sleep. And then I was using the Premom app, which is what goes with those ovulation test strips that we both used.
Yeah.
But now this has an app with it where you track, like, I had sex today. I had these, like, symptoms today.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
It was kind of expensive. So it might not be the best fit for everyone. I think those cheap strips on Amazon are literally the best if you don't have
PCOS.
But I'm interested to see how this works for me. So
that's so cool. I've gotten that advertised to me a ton. I think because I was buying so many, like, preconception things. But since I, like, didn't have any, like, my ovulation test strips were, like, pretty accurate for me, I, like, never felt the need to, like, spend that money.
Yeah.
But I've seen so many people talking so highly about that bracelet.
Yeah. I'm really excited to try it. And then in terms of, like, emotionally right now, like, mm-hmm. with trying to conceive, a few things that I think have been interesting is, like I said, I'm not really in the mindset of, like, I'm going to get pregnant right now. Yeah. I think I'm very much, like, at peace that my time to be a mother will come, whether mm-hmm. that's through pregnancy, through adoption, through surrogacy, like, whatever. Like, I am at peace that somehow, some way, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And I think once I got to that place, I am just so much more relaxed and I'm able to, like, live my life mm-hmm. and be excited about the future without being, like, it needs to happen now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, it's been, like, just fun for Steven and I to, like, know that that time is coming up.
Yeah.
And another thing I think is really interesting is I've gotten a lot of comments from people online and in my personal life that are like, it must be so hard that your two best friends are, like, going through what you want and, like, all these things. I feel the opposite. Yeah. I feel like being able to talk to you guys about this and that I get to be around Harlan and soon I'll get to be around baby P.
Yeah.
And, like, you guys know, like, what it's like, and I get mm-hmm. to ask you all my dumb questions. I feel so much more like just comfortable and relaxed, and aww, we can talk about it. And I've had so many people say like, yeah, like if you ever just want to like get away from all the baby talk, and I'm like, this is what I want to talk about.
I feel like that's, it actually like makes you excited.
It does.
Because like, and we went to the wild animal park, and yeah, you and Steven were both like so excited.
It
like,
quells yeah, our baby craziness too. Like I was so much more baby crazy before Harlan was born, yeah, because now I get to like go over and see her, yeah, and hang out with her. And soon like your son will be here and I'll get to spend time with him. And like,
yeah,
I love that. And so I don't feel that, and maybe as time goes on, if we're trying for longer, I will, yeah, start to feel that way. Maybe I won't, but right now, like, keep, yeah, it coming.
Yeah. Well, and I think it really is about, like, a shift in perspective. I think with so many big things in life, like marriage and kids and whatever, I feel like that term that you just said has, like, really stuck with me of, like, being at peace with knowing that, like, my, yeah, time will come. Because,
yeah,
yeah, I even remember, like, the morning of Kenzie's baby shower, I, like, took a pregnancy test that, like, I thought for sure was going to be positive, and it was negative. And I remember being like, oh my gosh, like, I am so sad I'm not pregnant, mm-hmm, and now I'm going to go, and everyone's just going to be like, oh, like, pregnancy this, yeah, pregnancy that.
Oh, and I didn't know that.
But then I, like, got there and was like, no, but this is so cool knowing that, like, at some point in time,
this will be me.
This will, yeah, be me. And, like, this isn't about me right now. Like, this is 100% about Kenzie. Like, let's celebrate her being there now and, like,
aww,
be happy knowing that someday I'll be there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then also I could, like, have a drink with Steven out of the baby bottles. Yeah. Drinks of them. But I feel like that change in perspective with so many things in life, yeah, is, yeah, so helpful.
I want to make sure that we have time to get to all the different things that we want to talk about.
Yeah.
So let's just briefly talk about both of your pregnancies. So what your, yeah, pregnancy was like and then what yours has been like so far.
Yeah.
My pregnancy was horrible. Between just being anxious the entire time, I was so sick. I was sick from the very beginning up until the very end, like just, yeah, throwing up all the time, just never felt good. So that was really, really hard. And I feel like it affected me mentally also. Mm-hmm. Just because I didn't feel good. It's hard to be excited when you're, yeah, not feeling good and you're so anxious. You don't know, like, is everything going to be okay? Like, so I actually really, really struggled throughout pregnancy, physically, mentally, with, like, depression, with anxiety, with, like, my body image issues. So that was honestly really hard. But then, like, afterward was great, but just, yeah, I had a really, really hard time with pregnancy, like, mm, all around.
Yeah. I feel like I've kind of had, like, a roller coaster with pregnancy of, I've had a lot of, like, really, like, this year objectively has been, like, one of the hardest years of my life. Like, I haven't talked about it on the podcast, but, like, both of my father-in-laws have passed away within the last couple months. Like, our pet passed away. I got into 2 car accidents, one of which, like, completely totaled my car.
And
both
you were
of
pregnant.
Which, while I was pregnant. Yeah. Like, I've had so many really hard things happen. And then also, like, just regular pregnancy-wise, like, I'm super susceptible to nosebleeds.
Yeah.
Like, I, like, have always, like, ever since I was young, like, every woman in my family except for my mom, like, all of her sisters, everyone has gotten breast reductions because I feel like my boobs are just, like, disproportionate to the rest of my body. And so, like, I've always had really bad back problems. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that on top of, like, my boobs getting even bigger now with, yeah, pregnancy and now having, like, a big stomach, like, just I feel, like, really
achy.
It's, like, really achy and hard. And I've just had a lot of, like, hard things happen, but I feel like I'm just so grateful to be pregnant that, mm-hmm, like, I just try and, like, make everything happy,
like, enjoy like it.
Yeah. And so, and I think knowing that, like, if Kyle and I ever have another kid, we're only planning on maybe having one. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's a really good chance that this could be my last pregnancy.
Right. So you're, like,
so trying
it
to
in.
Like, enjoy it, be like, okay, this is something that's, like, so bad that it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. And so I think my pregnancy has been really hard, but really awesome. And, yeah, so I feel like it's been the best and worst,
yeah,
times of, I think that For a while I was saying that I liked being pregnant more than I like not being pregnant, just because I like not feeling alone. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I always have like a little buddy with me. Yeah. Like, there are a lot of like really great things, but also I think like body image has been a really hard thing for me in pregnancy. And I don't know if we want to talk about that at all.
Yeah. If you guys are open to talking about it, I think that's one of those things that is not talked about as much. It's talked a lot like postpartum of like, you know, the pressure to like get your body back, which I just hate that phrase altogether. Mm-hmm. But during pregnancy too, I think is really hard because your body is changing so much.
Yeah. I mean, I think the really hard thing for me, and I don't know if it was similar for you, Kenzie, but for me, it's like, at first, the things that were changing were all things that, like, I kind of expected to change. Like, I expect to, like, grow a stomach. Like, I expect for my boobs to get bigger. But I feel like the things that have been hard are, like, my face is so much rounder than it used to be. And, like, I don't even know if other people can really tell.
I definitely cannot
tell.
But for me, I feel like I look in the mirror and I, like, my face looks so different. Like, it's not like, okay, the rest of me has, like, changed, but, like, I'm still me. Like, I think it's weird looking and seeing that. Or, like, I've, like, never really been self-conscious about my arms. And, like, now I'm really self-conscious about my arms.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's, like, these weird things that you don't expect to come with pregnancy that do. Yeah. And then, I don't know.
I feel like for me, it was, because my, I mean, I grew a belly. And, like, that was, like, it. And I feel like it's, for me, everyone was like, oh, you're so small. Like, you're pregnant. You're so small. Yeah. Like, you stayed so small. And I feel like that put so much pressure on me to stay small.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, oh, my gosh, like, you don't even look pregnant. Like, you only gained a belly. And so that put me in such an unhealthy headspace because I was like, okay, I need to stay small then. So,
And they were meaning it as a compliment.
Yeah. And, and it was nice. You know, it's nice, but it just – it took me in such an unhealthy direction to where it was like, okay, I need to stay small then. So I would, which I, you know, you have to eat. You're feeding your baby. Your baby's growing. But I was very, very, very aware of how much I was eating and, like, just my legs. Like, I would look in the mirror and instead of looking at, like, my growing belly, I'm like, are my legs still small?
Yeah.
Like, are my arms still small? Like, is am I getting bigger anywhere else? And it just, it made it so, like, it just added to, like, the anxiety of just being pregnant and just the way that you look because people were constantly commenting on it. And, like, even though they, like, meant it in a nice way and I was like, oh, like, thanks, like, it did put so much, like, pressure on me.
I mean, Sierra's probably sick of me talking about it because I literally talk about it, like, every day because I would go as far as to say probably every other day I have someone tell me that of, like, people either, like, not knowing that I'm pregnant or being like, oh, my God, you don't look pregnant at all.
Yeah.
Like, I literally got a flu shot a couple days ago, and the nurse who was giving me the flu shot, I was, like, telling her. I was like, hey, like, also, just so you know, like, my doctor told me to come in because I'm 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
She was like, you are not pregnant.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, I am, and I'm 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think it was a compliment when I was, like, 12 weeks pregnant, but at least then I understood, like, to other people, looking small is, like, desirable. So to them, they're giving me a compliment.
Right.
Even if I don't perceive it that way. But at this point in my pregnancy, like, I even, like, this weekend, I went to that childbirth class. And I, like, got in the car for, like, our lunch break. And I told Kyle, I was like, there are people due at the end of February who literally look, like, double as pregnant as I do.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like
they're just showing more.
Yeah, like, my stomach just hasn't grown a ton. And, like, I, like, from an outsider's perspective, I feel like I look pretty similar to how I looked before I was pregnant. And so I still get people telling me all the time, like, oh my gosh, like, you're so small. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know you were pregnant.
Mine wasn't even so much my belly because my belly did stick out, you know, quite a bit. Yeah. It was just, like, my body, like, everything else that I was, like, okay, like, that needs, like, so I started working out, which I don't work out. I'm pretty, pretty lazy. So, I mean, it was healthy that I was working out, but I wasn't doing it for
the right reasons.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing it because I knew it was good. I was doing it because I was, like, okay, like, I'm eating extra calories. Like, I need to combat that. I need to work out. I need to go on walks. So.
So, for people who are listening, what do you guys think are the best compliments to give someone who's pregnant? What do you think is the best way to, like, if you want to say something about how, oh my gosh, your pregnancy is progressing or whatever you want to say, what do you think is something that if someone said that to you, that would be a compliment?
Well, I think you just need to think about it as, like, in the same vein as what you would say to a not pregnant person. Mm. Like, I would never comment on a not pregnant person's body.
Right.
And be like, oh my gosh, Sierra, your body looks like this. Like, I would either compliment you on, like, a character, like, trait that you have. Like, oh my gosh, like, you are so kind. You are so smart. You're so whatever. Or I'd be like, oh my gosh, you're glowing today. Like, your hair looks amazing. Like, I would never be like, oh my gosh, you look so small. Oh my gosh, like, I didn't even, have you been eating? Like, you look so small. Like, that's just, it's the same thing I feel like we were talking about earlier with spanking, of like, why is it so okay to, like, comment on pregnant women's bodies?
I feel like it, like, you just shouldn't, as a general rule, just because you don't know the type of person, how they're going to take it. Like,
you don't know their history.
Yeah, for me, it was, they meant it as a compliment, and it's nice, but they didn't know the way that I would take it. And as a person who does have a history of that, I took it in such an unhealthy, like, obsession way.
Yeah.
And even though they didn't mean it that way, like, it ended up causing me problems.
No, I mean, we talked about it, I think, in our last podcast or two podcasts ago. I, like, went to the doctor, and I had, like, lost weight in the last month, when I should have at least been staying the same, if, like, not gaining weight. And, like, we got in the car, and Kyle was like, have you been, like, intentionally losing weight? Like, this is a hard conversation to have, but, like, just making sure that, like, you are eating and you are good. And it was, like, a really weird thing of, like, I was still eating, I was whatever, but I really had to check in with myself and be like, am I falling into unhealthy habits? Like, what does, like, could this be happening subconsciously because I don't know, because my body is changing so much and whatever.
But. So do you think it's best just to compliment on ways of, you're glowing, your your hair looks great, oh how my gosh,
exciting. How exciting, you
look, what a cute, like, outfit, what a, I feel like commenting on people's, like, especially because with pregnancy, everything's about, like, weight gain. It's like, wow, you look so much more pregnant than the last time I saw you. Or, oh, you look so small. It's, like, not, like, why?
It's just like, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've stopped saying thank you, which I feel like is a big thing. For a while, I'd be like, oh, ha, like, thanks.
Yeah.
But now I just go, I just, like, laugh at it. And I, like, intentionally don't say thank you because I feel like it's, I'm not thankful for it. And so I shouldn't be, like, telling strangers.
I think that's important.
I don't know. Sorry. I was going to say, do we want to talk a little bit about, like, your birth and postpartum
That's what
experience?
I was going to say. Yeah. And then we'll get into all the questions.
Yeah. Okay. How should we start that?
So do you want to talk about, like, because you had, how do you say it? Prodromal labor.
So I was so done being pregnant, physically, mentally. Like, I wanted this baby out.
And you were 40 weeks, right?
Almost 40 weeks.
Okay.
Oh, when I gave birth, I was,
Yeah.
You gave birth to Harlan on my
due date,
That's so
but
wild.
But I was just, I feel like as I got more pregnant, my anxiety actually got worse.
Yeah.
But so I got a membrane sweep, which is when the doctor basically goes in and detaches the amniotic sac from the uterine wall. And if your body is ready, you'll go into labor.
Is that something you have to ask for? Or are they like, okay, time for the membrane
sweep? Depends the doctor. They'll offer it. They'll never do it without your consent.
Okay.
It's just if they'll offer it to you once you're certain. Like, for me, you had to be 39 weeks and I had to be at least 1 centimeter dilated.
Wait, so you're dilated before you go to the
hospital?
It's
different for everyone. Some people dilate weeks before. Some people don't dilate until they're in active labor.
That was, like, a big thing they talked about in the class, too, of, like, a lot of people, if you know that you're prone to, like, anxiety, maybe, like, have your doctor not tell you.
Right.
Because you can be dilated for, like, weeks.
Yeah.
And so if you go in and they're like, you're dilated 1 centimeter, and then you don't give birth for, like, 4 more weeks. For the next 4 weeks, you're going
to
be like,
it goes back to, like,
but I'm dilated.
Not getting pregnant yet. But, yeah. So,
Pause real quick. Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So, if Braxton Hicks contractions, do you dilate them?
No. Braxton Hicks are practice contractions.
Okay.
So, they don't actually dilate you.
Don't dilate
No.
Yeah.
But, so I got checked and I was 39 weeks and I was 1 centimeter dilated. And she's like, do you want me to do the sweep? And I was like, yes, do the sweep. And boy, do I regret that.
Oh, really?
So much. My body was not ready. So it started my labor contractions, but my body just wasn't ready yet. So I had full blown labor contractions for 5 minutes apart, constantly for 2 full days before I got admitted to the hospital.
And was that because, like, would that not have happened if it wasn't for the membranes?
Probably not. They started my contractions and my body just wasn't ready.
Yeah.
So those were, like, hands down the hardest 2 days of my life. Like, I did not sleep a single second for 48 hours before going into, like, real labor. TJ would get up for work at 5 a.m. and I would just be pacing the living room, same way that it was when he went to bed. I would take baths. I would try to do everything. And it was just, I've never been in so much pain. And I went into the hospital at one point because I was like, I cannot handle this. And I wasn't dilating, but they were like, they hooked me up to the monitor and they're like, yeah, girl, like, you've got contractions. Like, maybe we'll see you tonight. And I'm just like.
So you had to go home after that.
Yeah. So I went home. Whoa. But then the very next morning I called my mom and I was like, I cannot do this. I haven't slept. I'm in so much pain. Like, they felt sooner than 5 minutes. I was like, I don't know if this is real or if it's not. Like, I could literally just, like, give birth here. So we went in and they hooked me up to the machine and they were like, oh my gosh, like, you're having full blown contractions. They're 3 minutes apart. And they checked my dilation and I was literally at, like, a 2.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But they were like, we cannot send you home like this, which I was like, oh, bless.
And so the people who are listening know you have to be at a 10 to push. So a 2 is, like, really early on still.
They won't even admit you until you're a 4, unless your water has broken, which mine obviously had not. Mm-hmm. So
did they break your water?
They did.
Okay.
So, but I ended up actually getting admitted because my contractions were so bad. They were like, we can't send you home. Yeah. And then they gave me some pain medicine. And once I was able to relax, my body actually did start dilating. And then I got the epidural and I was able to relax more. And then they broke my water. And it was, once I was in the hospital, I was fine. But just those 2 days were so horrible. I really wish I would have just, like, held on for, like, a little bit longer and not done that. Maybe it would have been different, but.
Well, and I feel like that was a big thing I learned, too, is I feel like there are so many choices that you have in those situations of, like, there are ways. Like, you can decide to, like, have your water broken.
Yeah.
You can decide to have a membrane sweep. Or is it called a membrane sweep? Like, there are so many things that you can do to, like, speed up the process. Also, with, like, how you react to pain meds, a lot of, like, apparently the big misconception is that, like, epidurals slow down the birthing process because they, like, relax your body. But so some moms are, like, so tense that they need to be relaxed for their body to, like, work naturally. So for a lot of people, epidurals actually, like, speed up the labor process.
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of the birthing process is, like, knowing yourself and knowing, like, how you react to
things. Everyone is so different.
Yeah.
It's just, it's because, I mean, I needed some, I was not relaxed for those 2 days. I mean, I had full-blown contractions and it dilated me, like, half a centimeter.
Right.
And then once I could relax, I actually started dilating then, which was.
So you go into the hospital, you get the epidural. What happens next?
You just hang out. Like, you literally just, they're like, oh, you should try and sleep, which I should have. I hadn't slept for 2 days, but, like, I was, like, excited, and I just felt, I was so happy to, like, finally be, like, in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I tried napping, but, like, I couldn't.
Yeah.
And it was really just checks. Like, they would come in, and they would check you. They broke my water. And I was really just, like, hanging out. And it took forever because, like, apparently, like, they were waiting for, like, one side of my cervix to, like, change. There was, like, something. Yeah. And the baby had to drop more until they kept, like, oh, we're probably going to start pushing in an hour. I'm like, great. An hour would go by. I'll come check you again in an hour.
Yeah.
And then it happened, like, a couple times. I didn't end up giving birth until, like, 2 something in the morning. But.
And what was the actual process like of giving birth?
It was just so much more relaxed than I thought. I mean, you see in the movies and they're, like, screaming and sweating and everyone's freaking out. But, like, it was so, like, we were just so relaxed. And I did have my epidural, but they kind of, like, it wore off a little bit and they kind of turn it down when you're pushing because they want you to be able to feel it.
Right.
So you know where you're pushing. And even though, like, it did hurt, like, I don't know, maybe it was different for me. I was just so relaxed that, like, they were like, oh, you're doing so good. Like, is this your first baby? And, like, yeah, I don't really care. I just want her out.
Like, did you have, like, music playing or anything? Like, what was TJ doing? Was TJ, like, holding your hand?
Everyone was just so tired.
I think. Because it had been so long.
Yeah, it had been such a long day. It was literally, like, 2 a.m. We were just all, I didn't have music playing. The TV might have been on, but, like, we were just, like, just doing it. And, like, yeah. So, like, there's, like, I mean, the doctor doesn't come in until the baby's, like, about to come out, literally.
Is it just a nurse?
It's just a nurse, okay. Yeah. So it's, like, a nurse and TJ and my mom, and they would just, like, hold your legs, and you'd push, and then everyone would relax, and then you'd push again, and then you'd just relax. Yeah. And so, yeah. Wow. It was
and then she comes out.
And then she came out, and they put her, like, on your chest, and
it's... What's that moment like? Is it, like, surreal?
Okay, I was so tired. I, like, don't remember a lot, like, super clearly. I just remember when, well, first of all, the doctor's like, oh, her head's coming out. Do you want to touch it? And I was like, not really. But, like, I did anyways, and that was, like, weird. Like, her, like, that was just so weird. I was like, oh, my gosh. And then when they put the baby on your chest and you're just, like, I thought I would, like, be super emotional. I was later, but, like, it was just a moment of, like, oh my gosh,
like relief.
This is my baby, like, this is my daughter, and I made her, and, like, it's like a human just, like, there, and she's, like, moving and making noise. Mm. And it's just, like, the craziest thing. Like, it's just, that's crazy. So nice. Like, I honestly loved giving birth. 10 out of 10, would do it again. Don't ever want to get pregnant ever again,
but would give birth again.
Okay.
Do we want to go through the questions?
Yeah, I have one more question. Yeah. Did you bring, well, like, what did you bring with you to the hospital? Other than, like, normal things. Like, did you bring anything
So everyone specific? Tells you, like, oh, don't pack a lot of stuff. You won't use it. I'm like, oh, okay. Packed my whole house. I'm an overpacker. It's fine. But I really didn't use any of it. They have everything there.
Yeah.
If you're picky, I brought my own pillow. Mm-hmm. So if you're picky about, like, your pillow or your nightgown or you want your slippers or you want your own shampoo, bring that. But I really, like, I had my phone, I had my charger, I had my pillow, and my makeup. Yeah. And
did you wear makeup during birth?
So I wasn't, like, I didn't really care, but because labor was so long and so boring, I was like, I'm just going to do my makeup, like, whatever. But so next time I definitely will not bring so much stuff because I really did not use, like, any of it. But
that's so interesting.
Okay. Did you want to ask your question or was that it?
That was my question.
Okay, cool. Okay. So we can do these kind of, like, rapid fire-ish. Not like rapid fire, like, one word, but, you know. Maybe 30 seconds to a minute of each
labor?
Question.
Cool.
Yeah. Fine. So do you still get your period when you're pregnant?
No. I mean, actually, some people do. Like, the show, like, I didn't know I was pregnant. Some people do.
But it's
But it's not normal.
Yeah. Okay.
What? I don't know how that could physically happen.
Well, because it must not actually be your period, right? It's just, like, bleeding.
No, like, but, have you seen the show? Like, some people literally get their period still.
That's what? Crazy. Wait, but that doesn't make scientific sense.
Guess we'll have to do some research after this.
So I was like, that's literally...
It's your body shedding the lining that it's preparing for the egg. So
what?
Most
people... I feel like people on that show must be lying.
As a general rule, no, you don't.
And then, so that was someone else's question. This is my question. How long does it take you for your period to come back after you give birth?
Everyone's different. And a lot of times it actually depends on if you're breastfeeding or not. Mm-hmm. But still, everyone's so different. You could be breastfeeding. You could get it, like, a couple months. I just got my first one.
Okay.
Like 2 weeks ago, which I'm super butthurt about.
Is that weird for you that, like, you could get pregnant again?
It's, like, terrifying.
Yeah.
But I really did not miss having my period. So now it's like, maybe I should just get pregnant again.
My brother.
Oh my God.
I mean, if you love giving birth so much.
I know.
Make a hobby. My brother and I are 14 months apart. And that seemed so normal for me growing up to be 14 months apart. And then now I think about it, I'm like, wait. My mom got pregnant when she had a 5-month-old.
Could not be me.
Like, that's no way. Wild. Like, yeah, that's so nuts. So whenever, now, when I think about kids who are close in age, I think about it so much differently.
Because how long would you say, like, your recovery process was?
Again, it's different for everyone, but for me, I would say I stopped bleeding within 2 weeks after. Yeah. only the first couple days to a week, you're really, really sore. And it hurts. It honestly, it hurts so bad. But I did not, some people bleed the full 6 weeks and like heavy bleed. I did not. I got pretty lucky with that. But,
Well, and then a lot of things depend on, like, if you got stitches or all of it.
How bad you tore. It wasn't horrible, but,
yeah,
I mean, it's not like it's fun.
Epidural. Did you get one? Happy? Regrets? And do you plan to get one?
I plan on getting one. I feel like after listening, I mean, I've done a lot of research on, like, all the different types of, like, first of all, if you can do, like, natural versus not. And then if you're going to be medicated, like, what kind of medication you can be on. There's, what is it called? Oh my gosh, I literally said the name of it earlier. There's another medication that's super popular that's basically like a pain reliever all over. So it doesn't like numb you. It just makes you like a little less in pain.
Yeah.
But also that means that like you're a little like loopier and a little more out of it because the epidural just numbs you from like the waist your down. Waist
and
down.
And it numbs you. Like I couldn't lift my own legs.
Are you glad that you had an epidural?
Yeah. Easy answer. Yes and yes. loved it. Big fan.
Okay. If I ever get pregnant, I plan on having an epidural.
Yeah. It was great.
Oh, that's the same one. Okay. Weirdest thing that you cried over during pregnancy?
Everything.
Ooh. Yeah, I feel like everything.
Just everything. Like, you'll make toast and you'll be like, I really love toast. Like, just everything.
Kenzie, what has surprised you about being a mom?
Honestly, I feel like I had so much experience going into it that there hasn't really been anything that's, like, surprised me. Yeah. I feel like breastfeeding, though, was the biggest thing that, like, I mean, obviously I had never done that. so that was, like, the biggest change, the biggest thing to get used to, and just how crazy it is, like, how your body is, like, just knows. Yeah. Like, that was probably breastfeeding. Because everything else, I mean, I know, I knew what to expect as far as, like, her.
Right.
Like also, what to do.
Is it weird now, like, knowing what she looks like? Because I feel like that's the weirdest thing at this point in my pregnancy is that, like, he has a face.
Yeah. No.
Like, his features are determined. I just don't know.
You can't see him.
And it's crazy how much they change so fast because you don't know day to day. And then I was looking at pictures. I was texting Sierra the other day. I was looking at pictures of her, and I was like, she looks so different.
Yeah, she does.
And now I need to have another baby.
Someone said, I was talking to a pregnant friend recently, and she was saying it's just awful. True or false?
True.
I would say false.
See? And that's the thing, is it totally depends on your experience. Is it true that your fingers swell up?
Yes. I'm literally wearing a fake ring right now.
I
could get my regular ring on, but also I have such bad anxiety that, like, one time I had my regular ring on, and at the end of the day, I was, like, trying to get it off, and it was kind of hard, and so I was like, I'm just fake ringing it for the rest of my pregnancy because if there came a day where I felt like it was stuck, that would freak me out.
Yeah. No, mine didn't.
This is my favorite question. This is from a girl named Hannah. Hannah and I have, like, the same brain. Do you fart more because of the baby pressing on your gut?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like pregnancy's weird with, like, flatulence,
just everything,
processing just,
pregnancy
things.
Is I mean, everyone's like, oh, you're glowing, it's so glamorous. It's not really, like, the most glamorous time. Like, you're swollen. I mean, I wasn't super swollen, but it's like you're swollen, you just, everything is just kind of like, it is beautiful, but it's also really gross.
I mean, a big thing that's, like, kind of in that same area that I've never heard anyone talk about is, like, I've worn a panty liner for, like, 80% of my pregnancy. Yeah. And, like, it was a really weird thing going into the store because, like, even in middle school, I, like, didn't really wear pads. I, like, just have always been, like, a tampon lady. Mm-hmm. And so going into, like, the tampon pad aisle and being like, do they make panty liners for thongs?
Yeah.
Like, is that a thing?
It's a whole new
and they
world.
Do. There's one brand that does.
There
They're
you
really
go.
Great. So.
Random costs associated with pregnancy and childbirth that you didn't expect beforehand.
Ooh.
I feel like everything.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like healthcare is a huge thing. I know Kenzie and I have talked a lot about that.
It just, again, like, it depends the person. It depends, like, your pregnancy. I mean, it depends your symptoms. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, for you, you're going and you're buying, like, random little pads that you, like, never wore.
Yeah.
Some people have to go to the chiropractor, and that's expensive. Like, just random things that you don't think about. Like, my Amazon packages, like, when I was pregnant, and especially after giving birth, like, have just quadrupled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I also feel like it pregnancy. I mean, there are certain things that, like, you have to buy, but I feel like pregnancy and parenthood and all of the things are kind of expensive, or as expensive as you make them. Mm-hmm. Of, like, even, like, how much maternity clothes do you buy? Yeah. Like, we bought one maternity-specific shirt for that video, mm-hmm. and I've bought maternity leggings and, like, one pair of maternity jeans that I never wear. And everything else, I've just been buying, like, a size bigger, up.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, when I'm not pregnant, either, like, that will be my size, or if I ever am the size I was before I was pregnant, then it'll just be, like, an oversized sweater. Yeah, right. Like, that's fine.
Was it hard to agree on a name with your husband's?
Ooh. Yeah, no.
I feel like Harlan, luckily, we both liked, especially, like, when we put it together, like, Harlan Elizabeth Hanks, TJ was really on board with that.
Yeah.
Prior to her name, yes. He liked names that I didn't like, and all my names, he's like, those are weird. So that was hard, but then luckily, like, Harlan, we were both like, okay, we love that.
You were all on board.
Yeah, I feel like the first name wasn't really hard for us, because Kyle and I have, like, very similar taste in everything. The hard thing that we're currently still going through is, so our plan originally was to name our baby, like, insert first name here, the letter J, and then Paulette, because Kyle's stepfather that passed away, everyone on, like, that side of the family is named after him, so they're all, like, JP, and Kyle has a different last name than him, so we wanted to, like, honor him by doing that, but then Kyle's other dad passed away, and so now it's, like, we want to also incorporate his initial in it, because that seems, like, really disrespectful and, like, weird not to, but then also, like, we kind of want to incorporate my dad's name in it. Because it's like, okay, well, I have
then it's both
my
of his,
stepdad.
Two of his three grandpas.
Yeah, and he's, like, going to spend so much time with my stepdad.
Yeah.
And so now it's like, okay, we, like, definitely need to work a J and a D into this.
Yeah.
Or, like, ideally a J, D, and E.
Yeah.
Or we just, like, completely throw the initials out the window and are like, just a random middle name. So I think we're going, or we're on the path of, we're leaning towards Jude.
I feel that is
Jessica's dancing. But yeah, so that's been the only hard thing, is because I feel like with everything else, it's like, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah,
and that we're like, okay, now we have a lot of requirements to meet, and I feel like I'm pretty specific with the names I like.
Yeah.
So.
Did you have whack body image issues during pregnancy, or did you love the changes?
Whack
for sure. I mean, yeah. Looking back, I loved my belly. I wish I loved it more when I was pregnant. I wish I would, like, really, like, embrace it, because I miss it a lot. But during pregnancy, definitely whack.
Yeah. Well, I feel like your belly's, at least for me, like, the easiest thing to embrace, because I'm like, that is literally my baby.
Mm-hmm.
I think a thing I didn't expect with my belly is I got a lot of stretch marks. And I feel like you only, again, ever see stretch marks, like, postpartum, people, like, posting about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, started getting them, and I was like, oh, what's happened? Like, I guess it makes sense that I would get them during the pregnancy when my belly's growing, but you always just see images, like, on social media of people with, like,
their
postpartum,
whatever.
But so I think that's been, like, kind of a hard thing to, like, turn around and, like, really love and really embrace. Like, I'm getting these because my body is growing, because I'm growing a baby.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
It's super cool. Was giving birth painful?
I had the epidural. Before it was painful. Then I got the epidural. Was magical. pushing her out is painful, but it's like a weird pain. Like,
is it, like, euphoric almost because it's happening?
Because it's painful. I remember sitting there with her head literally, like, half out while we're taking a break, like, TMI, but that's what's going on.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there like, dang, this hurts. Like, this is, like, I need.
And you have the highest pain tolerance of, like, anyone I know.
And my baby head is in the 97th percentile, so that hurt. Yes, but it's different. Like, you're sitting there and you just want the head to just go on and get all the way out, and then and then it's fine after that. They just pull it out and it's just like, well, bless. But
what was the first baby item you got once you found out that you were pregnant?
Ooh. I know the first thing we got when we were starting to try, like the day that we were like, okay, we're gonna start trying, we went down to my favorite store of all time is in North Park. It's called Pigment. 10 out of 10. Would recommend.
Has a cute handle. I follow their Instagram. Yeah.
And we like went and got this like little stuffed animal, and we're like, this is fun because I feel like once we have the baby, we can look back, and this is kind of like, I don't know, the beginning of our journey. Mm-hmm. Like we can look back at this and be like, wow, remember we like wanted this baby so bad. Like, yeah,
that's so sweet. I feel like, wait, is this when I found out I was pregnant?
When you found out you were pregnant, what's the first thing that you bought?
Honestly, because I was so anxious, I did not want to get excited about it. So I was like, I'm not buying anything until I know that like everything's okay. Eventually, I think I honestly waited until I knew like just – like I knew when I found out like her gender and stuff, I think I bought a swaddle blanket, or maybe I bought like a cute pair of pajamas. But I was just in the beginning, I was like, I'm not buying anything, like I cannot get myself excited for this. But
what were your weird what was one weird pregnancy symptom you didn't expect?
Kenzie, you can go first if you can think of something.
I don't know. A weird pregnancy symptom I didn't expect. Honestly, I was just so sick that any other symptom kind of was just, I didn't pay any attention. I mean, I was just throwing up all the time.
Yeah.
I feel like for me, it's been like my nosebleeds. Because I like get them when I like sneeze or whatever.
Do you get a lot? And
I've gotten a decent amount.
I got one and it was for like an hour.
Yeah, well, so I've, like, gotten them, like, little nosebleeds, like, occasionally, and I felt like I got kind of used to that, but then the other day I got really, really stressed, and I could tell, like, my blood pressure was getting higher, and I got, like, a stress nosebleed, which was, like, the first time ever in my life, and then it lasted for, like, over an hour, and so I was, like, now I'm more stressed out, because I'm constantly having to, like, change this tissue in my nose. Where you're, like, I'm bleeding
out.
Yeah.
I had to get in the shower and just bleed. It was the heaviest nosebleed I've ever had in my entire life. Like, that's crazy. I was like, am I gonna have to go to like the doctor and get it like cauterized or something?
Yeah,
because it was crazy. Bad,
Someone said, I bought the ovulation test that Skylar used. What did you pee into it for the test?
So I actually bought like little pee cups from Amazon.
That's what I bought too. I will link them in the description, or Kyle will. The test and the cups, because I just you can't pee on those little strips.
Yeah, you can't pee on the strips. And then also you don't really, at least for me personally, I don't want to like pee in my drinking cups. Like, I know that you're washing them, but yeah. Sorry, planet.
Let's see. Oh, this is a good one to end on. Did you always know that you wanted to be a mother, and or was it something that you figured out?
Always.
Yeah, same.
I mean, anyone who knows me.
Kenzie used to like eat a burrito and then take a mirror selfie and be like, wow, I can't wait someday.
This is what it's gonna look like when I'm pregnant. No, definitely always. I have always been so baby crazy, and then just nannying and everything. I think it was no surprise to literally anybody that when I got pregnant. I was like, everyone's gonna be so shocked. I think everyone was just like, yep, makes sense.
Yep.
Kenzie's pregnant, knew that was coming.
Especially because you nannied for so long. Like, you've just always been someone who loves kids.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like for me, I've always wanted kids. I think I've had like kind of two phases of my like late teen and adult life. I think for a really long time, I was really, really, really work oriented. Kyle and I lived in LA. I was working like 12, 14 hour days every day. Like, I really was like, I'm gonna be a lighting designer on Broadway.
Yeah, you even flew to New York to lighting design a show there.
Yeah, and I really was like making these big strides in my career, and I really took a lot of pride in being like, I'm running a crew of 20 men and I'm like this boss lady. But also I've always been like a very like lovey-dovey person of like, I really wanted to get married. I like have always wanted to have children, but I think in my brain, like, Kyle and I were never going to have kids in LA just because like North Hollywood is like such a crazy place. And so I think that once I decided like, hey, I'm not finding that much joy in my work, I think this is just like me being obsessive and me wanting to like be the best at it, and I started kind of taking a step back from like working such crazy hours and working on such crazy projects that I was like, what do I find the most joy in life? And I realized that it was like taking care of people and like
family and
yeah. stuff like that. And yeah. so I was like, man, taking care of someone
yeah,
like,
yeah.
for the next at least 18 years sounds great. And so
sign me up.
I felt like once I kind of made that mental shift and we decided that like our goal was to get down to San Diego, our goal was to have a family, then I got really baby crazy yeah. and have been on the train ever since. What about you?
Yeah, I went through, I'd say kind of like you, two different phases. When I was in high school, I was like, I am going to be a career woman. Like, mm-hmm. I, no matter what it is, if it's starting my own business, even if it's, like, being a teacher, if it's being a CEO, like, if it's going into politics, I'm like,
yeah.
I am going to do something. And so I used to, like, literally say, like, I'm never getting married. I'm never having children. Like, mm-hmm. that's just going to slow me down. And yeah. I used to make jokes. I remember to my grandma, when I was, like, 17, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm never getting married. And she was like, well, how are you going to give me grandbabies? And I was like, I don't know. You're just going to have to figure it out. It's not going to be me. And then I met Steven and I was like, wow, like this man is so amazing and supports me in my career.
Yeah.
And then as much like I love him so much that then I couldn't shake this idea of like us going into parenthood together.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that just sounded so amazing. And then I don't know if it's a hormonal thing or an age thing or just a change in my personality, but all of a sudden, every time I'd see a baby, I was like, oh my gosh, I really can't wait for that time in my life. Like, I really want to do that.
Yeah.
I feel like that speaks volumes to your relationship, though. Like, your relationship yeah. with Steven, like, mm-hmm. the fact that it made you want a family, whereas before yeah. you're like, I'm never getting married, like, yeah. never want kids. I think that's so sweet.
No, it's so true. It's so
funny. I do feel like, I don't know, it is so interesting seeing where we all are at and, mm-hmm. like, where we all were and, yeah. I don't know. It all just kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Like, well, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Woo! It was a long one. Be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. Give us a review. And let us know down in the comments if you are a mom, what your experience was like, or if you aren't a mom, if that's something that you want to do in your life, or if it was just interesting to hear about all the weird stuff that isn't comes talked about as much.
Pregnancy, yeah.
And thank you, Kenzie,
yeah, for being on. Thanks for having me, guys. It was fun.
I appreciate it.
We love you.
We love
guys,
you.
Guys, stop. You're making me blush.
And we will see you guys next Monday.
Bye.